first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Karen Lewis tells us the secret of what makes Alice's flowers grow. Natalie Server is the narrator.
It was my husband's idea to put up window boxes to make our brick colonial house near the park even prettier. The results are perfectly fine. The boxes outside the kitchen and upstairs by our bedroom window are an attractive mix of foliage and blooms. But the window box to end all window boxes is outside of 5-year-old Alice's window, running parallel to her bed. Maybe subconsciously her dad takes better care of that box of plants. Maybe we put the best plantings there in the first place. But I can't help but think that the exuberant masses of flowers that have exploded like fireworks there all summer and into the fall are influenced by the boundless energy that resides just a wall away. That energy made her a hellish infant, going 14 hours without a nap. The energy that made her a sparkling toddler who wanted to be everything when she grew up. Now 5, a gray beard of a preschooler, she commands that energy all day. At 8:30, Alice goes to bed. An hour later, she's asked 10 or 20 questions, made scarves out of Kleenex for baby dolls, whispered games with stuffed animals, and revised the plans for her next birthday party before succumbing to sleep. Overnight, she recharges, resting, sorting, possibly plotting and scheming. And as she sleeps, waves of excess energy exude from her tiny form. They billow up, gently blowing out the window and into the night, into the window box. It's probably why we chose impatience.
If you have a story you'd like to tell, send a 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.